Good morning. Good morning. It's so good to see you guys. What a great first lesson today. Do you guys know the story about Samuel? Oh, it's such a good story. Here's Samuel, just a little guy, not a lot bigger than you, and he's living at church. He does. He lives at church. He lives in the temple. Can you imagine if this is where you lived? We'd probably put you down in a pew somewhere and call it bed, right? Sleeping every day. And one night, Samuel goes to sleep. And he pulls it back. And all of a sudden, a voice says, "Samuel, Samuel!" He wakes up and he thinks that it's his master, Eli, who's calling him. And he runs in there and he says, "Master, here I am. What do you need?" And Samuel says, "What? I didn't call you. Go back to sleep." So Samuel pulls the covers over there on the third pew behind the altar. And pretty soon he hears somebody call. What did he hear? It's a very quiet God. Thank you. And he wakes up and he says, "What do you want?" And he goes, and Eli says, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." What do you think he did? And a little while later, he hears somebody call. God is not calling. And he wakes up. And again, Eli says, "I didn't call you. What do you want? Go back to bed. But if you hear the voice again, you better pay attention." And he says, "When you hear the voice again, say, 'Lord, this is your servant. I'm listening. I'll do whatever you say.'" So what does Samuel do? And pretty soon he hears, and he wakes up and says, "Lord, this is your servant. What do you want?" And then God calls Samuel. And he says to Samuel, "I have a job for you. I'm going to send you out into the world to tell everyone about me." So this little guy named Samuel, God calls him. There he was, sleeping in the pew, the second pew, the third pew, behind the altar, sound asleep, lighting lamps, taking care of things. He was just an acolyte. And then God calls Samuel. Well, you know, I got to thinking about that story and how wonderful that story is, because God called a young person. And I think God also calls you. No, Samuel's awake now. He's not snoring. God calls you. And do you remember? Can you imagine? What if you were asleep at night and you heard somebody call? You heard somebody say, "Andrew." Who do you think it would be?
God.
Everybody says that. But you know, if I was sound asleep and I heard somebody say, "Jeff," or "Jeffrey," I knew if it was Jeffrey, that would be my mother. And she was angry. We would think it was somebody else. But not Samuel. He knew in the end it was God. Well, you also have been called. You probably don't even remember it, because you probably never heard God talk like that to you. But a long time ago, right back there for some of you, you also were called to do God's work. When we poured water over your head, that was the start of your calling to share God's wonderful message of love. So, you know, it isn't just big prophets and, you know, dudes with the camel's hair coats and eating locusts and wild honey. It's not these prophets going around yelling at everybody. Sometimes God calls children just like you to be God's servants. So we're thankful for the story of Samuel, who got woken up from his snoring sleep to become God's prophet. And for you, who are also God's servants. Thank you all. Have a lovely rest of the day.